Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
Good. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming. I'm Dr. Cliff Smythe from the Department of Mind-Body Medicine in the College of Integrative Medicine and Health Sciences at Saybrook University. And today I'll lead you through another practice, making use of awareness of the body and a particular part of the body to bring greater ease and mindfulness to the whole body and into your life. So today we'll focus on the face. To begin, I invite you to sit in a way that you feel supported, either sitting forward on the chair with the feet on the floor, feeling the pelvis and sits bones supporting you, and inviting a sense of the spine rising up from the pelvis, long with its easy natural curves, and sitting on top as lightly as possible, your head. Take a moment to organize your body, or it may be more comfortable for you sitting with your pelvis tucked back into the back of the chair. But again, finding, even as you take some support from the back of the chair, how the spine can rise up. Imagine the spine long, and as much as possible, the head lightly balanced on the top of the spine. And notice that you're breathing. And next I invite you just to make a tiny nodding movement of the head. It's the motion of saying yes, just a tiny, tiny, very small nodding of the head, just to ease the neck a little bit. And then a very tiny turning of the head left and right. Go much, much, much less than you could. Again, just with this intention of finding comfort and balance for the head. This is the no gesture. Very small and light. And make sure you're breathing comfortably. And then gently tilting one ear toward one shoulder and the other ear toward the other shoulder, just a little bit. Again, not going for the big stretch, but just lightly easing the muscles in the neck. And balancing the head a little bit. There might be a little bit of popping and cracking. That's okay. Go small. And then find out if it's comfortable to make some small movements of the head so that you make a little circle with your head at the top of the spine. If you had a laser pointer in the top of your head, you'd be drawing circles on the ceiling. Again, small and light, just with the aim of easing the neck and the head. And you can change direction. Breathing. Don't do anything that's uncomfortable or painful. And then resting now. Resting your head on the top of your spine. And bring as much of your attention as you can to your face. Attending to your face and the sensations in your face. And you know, we're called on at the moment to face many things, to attend, to witness. And often this emotional labor shows on our face. And likewise in these times, and especially using this technology, we're called on to show through our faces that we're listening and to use our faces to communicate care and concern and compassion. Our faces are very involved in these acts of taking in and being with others. And there may be many other feelings we may want to or need to express right now. this is what faces are for. But sometimes the work can stay in subtle patterns of tension in the face that can affect our mood and our ongoing feelings. So let's see what we can do to help you experience some more ease and rest in your face. So I invite you to close your eyes if you haven't already, and gently but clearly squeeze both eyes a little bit, squeezing the eyelids comfortably, pressing the eyes a little bit into the eye sockets, and then slowly and gently releasing the muscles. Do this 2, 3, 4 times slowly, still breathing, and each time you release this squeezing of the eyes, let the muscles around the eyes, the muscles of the eyelids and the orbits of the eyes, relax a little bit more, resting and sensing your face again. And then bring your attention to your forehead, sensing the activity in the frontalis muscles there. And a couple of times, just gently raise both eyebrows and then let the forehead relax and soften. Or a couple of times you might make a little gesture of the face like you're frowning and furrow the brow a little bit. And then again, relax the muscles of the forehead, inviting the muscles of the forehead to soften and ease. Sensing what happens with the skin of your head and your temples as you do a little work in the forehead and then relax the muscles of the forehead. Great. And then go to the other end of your face, the jaw. And just moisten your lips a little bit with your tongue. And for a moment, bring the lips together. And then gently open the lower jaw. And maybe you can make that little sound like you were blowing a kiss. And as you do that, just let the jaw swing open just a little bit. Again, don't go for the big stretch, but more just let gravity help you swing the jaw open, softening those jaws. The jaw, softening the muscles in the side of your face, and let the jaw just pop open a little bit softly. Resting for a moment with the teeth and lips separated just a little bit. And sensing your whole face, your jaw, having your awareness in your face, and inviting your face to be as soft and comfortable as possible. Now gently turn your head a little bit to the left, just a fraction of what you could do, maybe like a fifth of the amount of turning you could do, and turn your eyes a few times with your head to the left, very comfortably breathing. Don't try and go far. That's good. And then the next time you turn your head to the left, could you let the eyes stay forward, or even gently turn the eyes a little bit to the right without any strain. So the head turns left and the eyes turn just a little bit right or look forward. And now if this is at all comfortable, stay this way with the head turned a little left, and the eyes forward or right a little bit, and bring all your attention to the right side of your face. And begin to imagine that the sun or a heat lamp was shining on the whole right side of your face, like the sun was coming through a bright open spring window, and there's this warming of the whole right side of the face, very warm. The sun shining on the right side of your face, or maybe like if you're on the beach, you can bring your eyes and head back to facing forward if that's more comfortable, if that's easier, but continuing with this attention to the right side of the face, inviting this sense of warming, feeling the warmth at the corner of the right eye, the corner of the right nostril and the mouth on the right, the warmth along the line of your jaw. Imagining warming and softening the whole right side of your face, feeling the warmth, the cheek, the side of the nose, the temple on the right, all very warm and soft. Good. And then imagine that warmth, if you can, spreading down through the throat and the neck, down into the shoulder and the right side of the chest, allowing the softening and warmth to spread from the face as far down the right side as is possible. And then very gently bring your head back to look forward and turn your head lightly side to side, turning your eyes as well, breathing. And then resting for a moment, resting and sensing both sides of your face, the sensations in your face and in your body. And now if you care to, a few times turning your head to the right and gliding the eyes a little bit to the right, very light, very small breathing. And then if it's at all comfortable, turn your head to the right and let your eyes glide a little to look forward or to the left. Try that a couple of times, find out if that's comfortable. And then if it's comfortable, stay like that. Or you can bring your head and your eyes back to the middle. Either way, bring all your attention now to the left side of your face. Imagine that light, that warmth shining on the whole left side of your face, inviting the warmth and the relaxation into all the muscles and tissues and the skin on the left side of your face. The corner of the nose, the corner of your mouth on the left, the sweep of the jaw on the left. Good. And feeling the warmth go now into the left side of your neck and throat, into the left side of your shoulder, down into the left side of your chest, and flowing down the body as much as possible. The warmth from your face flowing down the body, and then gently return your head and eyes to the middle, to the front, and turn your head and eyes lightly left and side, right, and to whatever extent possible, bring your attention fully to your face, sensing the forehead and the temple, the eyes and the cheeks, the nose and the mouth and the jaw. We're not doing this just to have a neutral face, for it to be soft like this all the time, but just to invite some greater ease into the face as a way of resetting, of resting and relaxing, easing of the work of the face so that you can respond, so you feel resourced when you bring yourself through your face back into interactions. Inviting this softness and easing in the face and the throat to spread to the whole body, the neck, and down through the body. Relaxing and presencing to your own experience. And I hope you can bring this sense of being rested and resourced for the facing, the witnessing, the expressing, the fellow feeling, the expression of care and concern, of attention and affection that we're all called upon to do. Sensing your face and yourself at ease, resting and ready. taking your time now to open your eyes. Move your head and neck and eyes around a little bit. Your hands and arms. Make any movements with the rest of the body. You need to be comfortable. And as you care to, coming back to being part of this virtual group now, together, sharing our faces, if you care to, one more time before you go on with your day.